Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Man in Black's real name is...
Did we really care?
Well, people care.
You know, but... It wasn't on the show, so I don't count it as the actual name of Man in Black.
Well, some people are saying it's a spoiler, so I don't want to. I don't want to say if it's a.
But it wasn't on the show, so I. You know, like.
In fact, I've actually called him that name at one time or another.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, so not the full name, but that name I did say.
Uh huh.
But I don't want to say what it is. Unless, well, if people want, do people want to know?
Yeah, I don't think it's real. So well, I mean, I don't think it counts.
This is one of the many emails we received.
Okay,
from
Brett. Go ahead.
Men in Black's name, link to article, no spoiler in my email. So you have to go into the, people have been very good about just telling you it's a spoiler. Not one person has given me
But is
name.
It a spoiler? If it wasn't included in the show, I don't count it as part of the show.
Well, the show's over.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't in the show before it ended, so there is no name for Man in Black, in my opinion.
But it took 5 years for people to realize, hey, if it's a spoiler, just send us a link. Oh. I'm kidding. But do people, should I give the name?
Sure.
This one.
Where is this? I mean, it's been going around a lot of places, but where did this one come? Like, where's the
this
website?
This one is from Pop Candy.
Okay.
Pop Candy, talk about it. And she said, actually, the first time I heard it was on E! Entertainment. What's her name?
We don't speak her name.
Kristen.
Nah.
Who took cuts in front of us at the
She cuts in front of, like, how was it? I think it was Hawaii 5-0. She was like, oh, it's me. I'm cutting in front of all you.
Oh, did she do that?
Yeah, she did it again.
I didn't see that.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know on the red carpet she got longer than the 2 minutes like we did. I'm not saying she has a
larger... Hey, it's better than... Okay, so I had all these... get off track here. I know you want to hear the actual information. But if you haven't been following the stuff that we covered for Comic-Con, I mean, there is so much content that we got from Comic-Con.
So much.
Just about all the big panels, aside from some of the big, like the Green Lantern and stuff like that.
You can follow Ralph for that.
But go to sdcomiccon.net. The videos are posted up there for the YouTube. Or if you just want directly to your iPod, search in iTunes for Jay and Jack Productions. It was formerly the Nudia.tv feed, but as part of probably you've heard rumblings of we're starting something new. That is part of it, kind of rebranding Nudia into Jay and Jack Productions.
I don't like being rebranded. It hurts.
But yeah,
I don't like
so,
being horse-tied.
So if you're already subscribed to the Nudia.tv feed, you're getting it already. But if you haven't yet, search for Jay and Jack Productions, and that'll have all the videos from Comic-Con that we filmed.
Even the one that Cliff thought I did illegally.
Even that one.
Is that one up yet?
I'm not sure. I know he's been encoding them all. I mean, I think there's already like some 30 videos up there. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
I went to the BSG panel.
Uh-huh.
And they did, what's the... I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. I feel bad. The guy that did all the
Bear
music.
McCreary?
Yeah.
Bear McCreary.
He did the great music for BSG.
Yes, he was very good.
Well, he was at the House of Blues 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And this is on YouTube. So I'm filming it, and the lady, one of the security guards, was standing right next to me talking to me the whole time. Cliff goes, how did you do this illegally? I go, well, if it was illegal, she would have told me to shut it off.
Uh-huh.
So I filmed it. So it may or may not be. It's a great piece of work.
Cliff probably cut it out, knowing Cliff.
I told him not to. It's the best part of the. I couldn't help the camera.
I don't want to be sued by Bear McCreary.
I don't. He's pretty cool.
Cool guy. He won't sue us.
He basically said, as long as you give it a mention of his website.
Uh huh.
He doesn't care if you use his music.
That's cool.
For the most part.
For the most part.
For the most part, he said.
I'd
love to interview him.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah. It's funny. He was up there and he was getting most of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite interesting.
Poor Richard Hatch.
You should have been there. Richard Hatch got his. Now,
I think
there was something I heard. Where did I hear this at? Was it the... was it the Hawaii 5-0 panel?
Uh-huh.
Where she said... drawn blank on her,
a lot of ums you got over there.
I know a lot of ums. I'm drawing a blank here on the name.
Who? Grace Park?
Grace Park.
There you go.
I'm drawing a blank on Grace Park.
I don't know how.
Well, she kicked me to the curb in one of my dreams. Anyway, so she said that Richard Hatch didn't like... the beginning of BSG. That there was
You didn't hear about this? It was in the DVDs. We watched the extras.
I didn't watch the extras.
Oh, well, that was your loss. But yeah, there was campaigns led by Richard Hatch against the new BSG. Because I don't know if you knew this, but Richard Hatch was actually for like years, he was trying to get his version of the new Battlestar Galactica where it was a continuation of the original characters.
I did not know that.
And Once this, the new BSG was finally made, it was like people were excited because they think it was Richard Hatch's vision for it. But when it didn't, it was something completely different. Richard Hatch kind of led the anti-new BSG campaigns and stuff. I mean, it was really controversial at the time. Because same way you were upset about certain characters were changed to girls instead of guys sexist.
At first, it did bug me.
So like things like that, I mean, had fans in an uproar.
But it made but they did pull it off, and the show was outstanding.
But going back to Hawaii Five-0, I was at did the press room for Hawaii Five-0. Got to see Daniel Kim again, which was great.
My close personal friend.
Yeah, got to talk to him a little bit.
Did he ask for me?
No, he didn't actually.
Wow.
He said, "Hey, how's it going? Oh, you look so happy. Why are you so happy?" I was like, "Oh, Jack's not here."
I was saving your spot. Well, I was with Ryan and Jen.
Yes,
actually, Ryan and Jen were
waiting line to
our
get
spot.
Into the panel, which I almost didn't make into the Hawaii Five-0 panel. But Grace Park was there. But I'm getting to the bringing the story full circle. In the Hawaii Five-0 press room, Kristen from ELN just walked up, cut everybody in line.
Again, and she did the same thing on because we're standing there, and all these she walks up.
I'm teasing, of course.
No, we're teasing
her. We don't care.
No,
we don't like her.
No,
no, I'm just kidding. we're just jealous.
So I didn't know there was this whole. So this is on the extras. Which
yeah, it's on the DVDs.
Which one?
First season, I think. Well, I remember watching them.
The first season.
Well, that's not my
fault. I had to borrow it.
I have the complete series on Blu-ray because I'm a real fan.
I don't have a Blu-ray thing.
No, it's player. Your fault.
Well, is it on there on the Blu-ray thing?
I'll have to check. Maybe come over and watch it sometime.
I was too into watching the show to go look at the extras.
Well, see, I didn't have we get on Netflix, so we had them there, and then I would just watch it while I was waiting for the next one.
No, I'm going to watch it again.
Oh, actually, we did Netflix it. I just had the DVDs because Maggie from the Girls Night In podcast let us borrow them. So
that's
I had them
I got,
for a while.
That's where I had it. And I kept stalling on watch. Well, I watched the miniseries. I really liked it, but then some things were bugging me.
Uh-huh.
I go, all right, I'll give it a chance.
Mm.
And then I said, oh, this is a good show.
But
I did see Mr. Hockley at the BSG panel. He was blowing his whistle about something. I don't know.
Oh, but getting also back to the all the stuff that we covered. Hawaii Five-0 was there. Talked to Dan and Kim. Talked a little bit about Lost and Lost fans, what they can find in Hawaii Five-0 that they'll kind of associate with. I'm also interviewed Grace Park. And going back to not having enough time with Nathan Fillion, like he was the last one we got to. And like I had all these cool questions and like kind of funny ones, just kind of banter back and forth. And then as the lady comes up, the kind of his, you know, guide or whatever.
His handler.
Handler. He's like, and we're going to hear one great question for Nathan Fillion. So she just basically told I had to do one question. I was like, okay, this one. I was like,
it's like when we were on the red carpet in Hawaii. We had all these great questions for Matthew Fox and Josh Holloway.
Yeah.
And they never made it down our way because someone from Kristen, online, I don't want to mention her name.
It was a hog.
I don't want to say because it's not fair.
She's a red carpet hog.
She is a red carpet hog. Mm-hmm. But they never made it down. And we had some great questions for Evangeline Lilly where you kind of blew it at first, but that's okay.
I think that was funny. She enjoyed it. She was having fun with
us. It was funny.
Don't be hating.
Well, we had great questions for her. We had all these great questions.
And it did get kind of rushed.
You see the guy in the back going, with his two fingers up.
At least there we got a couple questions. Like we had a little time. But this was like, I love Nathan Fillion. Just like, one question. I was like, I have to narrow this down to one stinking question.
Well, we were lucky to get Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah.
It was cool that Terry O'Quinn came down our way.
Oh, that was awesome.
I think he saw my head and said, hey, my twin.
So, yeah, you can find that stuff if you want it on your iPod or iTunes. It's Jay and Jack Productions. YouTube, you can find there's clips when posting the videos on our page at sdcomiccon.net.
Well, the Hawaii Five-0 panel was very funny. Daniel Lee Kim said something really hilarious. He said they were asking about the Hawaii Five-0 song, and they are going to bring back the original. They've updated it.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It sounds great. But he said, what do you think of the song? And he goes, hey, I'm just happy to be on a show that has a theme song. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but no, the Comic-Con was a blast. People, I think, who followed our Twitters and stuff like that, I think, experienced it along with us for the most part.
I didn't Twitter much because I don't have a...
I said your phone's like...
My phone's horrible and I don't have an iPad, so...
You could have done it from your laptop, though.
Yeah, you know, I did Twitter from there.
Yeah, I thought you
when
did.
When I was waiting for the Lost Encyclopedia.
Which was, panel. No offense to those, but it was boring.
Well, I hate to say that.
I don't know. I'll say it. They need to... Come on.
We were sitting behind YB.
Yeah, Sterling Bowman, which was a lot of fun.
That was awesome.
Actually, if you saw that picture on Facebook with me, Joe, and Sterling Bowman, we have the same hair.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm talking to Iron Figgy next to me.
Uh huh.
And we're looking at Joe, we're looking at Sterling, we're looking at you, and I go, They have all the same hair. And I think Colleen said the same thing. We're all noticing that all three of you had the same hairstyle.
We did.
Hairstyle.
We had the same hairstyle. Which everyone copied for me because I've been doing it for a long time.
I was a little upset that no one copied my hairstyle.
Well, it's a tough one to do. It's a lot of commitment.
It is.
So yeah, Comic-Con was a blast. Our Lost podcast panel that we did with Ryan and Jen this year was awesome. The place was packed.
Were they packed to see us or Ryan and Jen?
Who, what, huh?
They're probably there to see Ryan and Jen.
Probably. I mean, we're just two knuckleheads. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it was...
Are you a little nasally over there?
Yeah, I am. I'm a little bit.
It's driving me crazy, but I'm sure it's not bugging anyone else.
I'm a little bit... I have the nerd flu still, I think, that's been going around.
I caught a little bit of that nerd flu.
But yeah, so, you know, it was a blast. Had a great time. Met so many great people. And that's what I love about Comic-Con is just meeting you guys out there. Oh, and our Lost meetup, our Jay and Jack meetup on Friday was a lot of fun. Jack had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun with that one. That was a blast. I was having fun.
You were having a good time.
That's all that matters.
So that was a lot of fun.
And then we went to the Meteor Junkyard one the next day.
Yes.
And I was having fun, but not the same kind of fun.
Yeah, I think... I think it was a nicer place. That's why it was a bit of a. It wasn't as, you know, party central.
I scaled back.
Yeah, I think the reason why it wasn't as crazy is you weren't as crazy. You bring the party, Jack.
I do.
You bring the party.
I am what makes the party go. I'm like Bernie.
Yeah.
And Weekend at Bernie's.
You're the life of the party.
I'm the life of the party.
No, but still, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, nerd stabbing and all. I didn't get to go see Kevin Smith because of that. So I hope that kid's happy.
But you know what? That's the second pin incident in 2 years. He had the incident of 2009, the Robert Downey Jr. Sharpie on the arm. And then you have the guy that stabbed the guy in the eye with a pin.
I ran into Joss Whedon, who he's doing the Avengers movie. I ran into him, didn't mark him.
Did you talk to him?
No, I was walking out to go... Because there were these Ghostbusters mini-mates that I needed to get, so I wanted to go get those. And as I walked out, his panel was actually next in Ballroom 20, and I was just and I literally ran into him. And I was like, oh, hey, I love your stuff. He's like, thanks. And he walked, he was kept
put down that Sharpie.
But then, it was Colleen, one of her favorite shows is Bones, and we were actually just watching the Bones panel, and we left it to go downstairs. One of the actors from Dexter, there was an autograph thing for him, and his line wasn't that long. So I was like, Connor's like, all right, I'm going to do this. I was like, okay, I'm going to get my things. So I was going over to get my things, and then all of a sudden, I run into the cast of Bones. Like, literally, like, the actress from Bones runs into me, and the security...
Is it Hugh Laurie?
No. This Bones is the one with that guy from Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's right. I'm sorry. That's House. Bones.
Both on Fox, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So the girl, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, oh, no, it's okay. And then the security starts to, like, they start pushing me out of the way, like, literally, like, they're pushing me out. He's like, oh, that's okay. He's fine. I was like, ah, it's all right. It's not a big deal. I've been pushed around before.
Well, we were sitting outside, I think it was Hall H, waiting for the Lost Encyclopedia thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting there killing time. I was on the computer.
Uh-huh.
And some girl from Vampire Diaries came walking up. Now, everybody else that came walking up to the line... exit door only.
Yeah.
They said, no, you can't go this way. No, you can't go this way. Well, this girl comes walking up, and she's attractive.
Uh-huh.
And she's really shy, and I don't know if it's her agent, some guy with a big camera. They said, yeah, she's supposed to be on the panel. She's one of the, okay, come on in. Now, they didn't ID her. I'm looking at her.
You know what, though? I think people that are on, like, the celebrities and stuff like that, they had gold,
you know what?
Bracelets.
She was standing behind him. You could just pick from his angle. There's no all he could see was her face.
Okay,
I'm saying the only reason she got I know because I think Richard Hatch was wearing the
yeah. You see him like a lot. It was different this year. They had these. I
actually spoke with Richard Hatch.
Yes,
he walked in, said he was. I was standing in the back, and he goes, "Wow, pretty big crowd here." I go, "Yeah, it's a great turnout." And he walked away, and I went, "Well, that was stupid. Why didn't I say I knew who it was?" But you know, I was.
And what do you always say to me? It's just like. Why didn't you invite him on the podcast? Well, why didn't you invite him on the podcast?
What did I say right away?
What?
I blew it.
You blew it. It's not that easy.
I even had business cards in my pocket.
You did. I made sure I brought those. It's your fault.
And I blew it. He probably would have done it.
He probably would have.
He could have told us the whole story about how he hated it first. And, I should have walked up there and signed an autograph. I should have paid the $20 and said, hey, can you do our podcast?
But no, and then Colleen was so upset. She's like, you met at the cast of Bones while I was waiting here for this guy's autograph. I was like, oh, I feel bad for this guy.
Feel bad. I didn't run into Tad Stones at all.
No, she ran into him a bunch of times. But Tad, where were you?
Yeah, Tad.
Wanted to hang out for a little bit.
Thanks for coming to our panel.
Jeez.
You know, even the Hockley brothers didn't come to our panel.
I know.
Man.
No love.
No.
But it was great to see a bunch of people there. Lynn was there again this year.
Yes.
Every meetup she's been to. There's been a few. But you know
who wasn't there?
Who?
Bitter Daryl and Fallon.
I know. First time they've been.
What did I say when I walked up?
Like, where are they?
Where are they?
Oh no, they went to Hawaii. I forgot to tell you that.
And I saw their photos on Hawaii, their Facebook thing. And I'm like, well, hope you had a good time.
But
that's the first time ever they weren't there.
I know. Well, they weren't there for our meetup. There's some people there since the meetup. Yeah, she didn't come.
No,
that was the first time she's been there since our first meetup, I think.
Exactly.
So, man,
people just like, yeah.
But there was a lot of new people, a lot of new faces.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a blast. And we'll hopefully be able to do it again next year if Comic Con permits.
But what we'll be talking about, who knows?
They'll move us to Petco Park.
It was funny. We're in the Santa Rosa room. You know what's funny is you didn't need ID to get. You didn't need a Comic Con badge.
No, yeah, some people actually got in, so that worked out well for them.
Well, because I walked in. Because Cliff and I the day before went and filmed everything. We couldn't get into that room.
But we were.
I walked in the wrong way, a different way. I went, oh, we don't need a badge. Just walked right in.
But it was a blast. Had a great time, and all the panels that either Cliff or I or Jack saw that we kind of scheduled to film. Will be up there on Jane Jack Productions on iTunes or SD Comic Con.
And Hawaii 50, all the shows I saw, that will be a show I will definitely be watching.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. All right, Jack.
Well, just the song alone gets you pumped up.
Oh, it does. It does.
Go on YouTube and find the new version of the song. Mm-hmm. Well, they brought the whole the original orchestra out and band members.
Ones that are alive, yeah.
Well, I'm assuming. It's been, what, back in 1965, 68.
68
it to came out. 80. Came out, so... Well, they'd only be 40. Well, they were my... Well, yeah, some might not be right.
All right, Jack. We have a lot of phone calls and some emails here, too.
Oh, I didn't give the name.
What name? Oh, that's right.
Didn't give the name.
After all of that.
So if you don't want to hear the name, just cut. Skip ahead about 10 seconds.
Okay.
The name is... The password is... Samuel.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it.
It doesn't count to me.
It's kind of, you know,
my mind, it doesn't count.
It's not count. But if you want to know, that's what it is. All right, you can come back now. Time for a match game.
Oh man! All right, Jack. What do you say we get into some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time.
Man, you sound horrible.
One email here, but a lot of phone calls to get into.
The problem is, we're
off for a week.
Well, ever since you got that press pass, we are getting spam delicious on the emails.
Yeah, it's not. It's all press stuff, though. We're getting like good information.
I know it's good information, but I can't find the. Someone might send an email, and it gets all lost in the press. Not that I'm complaining, but you should have probably.
Shouldn't you be impressed?
you probably should have signed up on a different email account.
Well, sorry. Next time, I'm just saying.
And we will have a few stars from Lost on the podcast.
Yes, we will.
In upcoming weeks.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right.
Just a little teaser there.
Let's see here. Photos on the Wall by Daniel.
This is because we talked about the photos
on
the wall.
Definitely. We have actually a phone call or two about that too. Hey, Jay and Jack, I'm just catching up listening to your latest podcast, and you guys are talking about the photos on the wall as Miles goes up the stairs to perform his exorcisms. Ryan and Jen posted some audio during the season 5 hiatus of a couple of Q&A sessions put on by some of the producers, prop masters, stage creators, etc. from Lost. This question was asked and they confirmed that there was nothing in the direction they received about the pictures on the wall and that it was just a prop error.
Whoa. So now it's confirmed. We had a few emails about this subject and this was the first one I saw.
Yes. All right. So Jack.
That was from Danny.
What do you say we get to the first set of calls?
Oh, Danny boy.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is John from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And I just got to say, you guys have completely missed the boat on where the food drops come from. I'm sorry. I'm going to give you the real answer of where they come from. In the season 4 finale, what was Pierre Chang and the Dharma Initiative doing? They were sending a bunny forward in time. Logically, the best answer, what else would Dharma be sending forward in time? Food drop supplies. That's where it came from Dharma. Bye, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. Name's Paul. Been listening for about the last 2 seasons. Just wanted to call and give my feedback on the episodes to fill the lost void. Actually, knowing I was going to go into lost withdrawals, my wife and I prepared by starting to watch some new shows. And what's funny is our lists are almost identical to yours, but there's a few that I found that I wanted to throw in that are pretty good. Some of them are short. They're not full seasons. They don't complete. One of them would be the show Kings. I think it's from a few years ago. There's only, I think, three discs with maybe 15 episodes, maybe something like that. Very good show, good acting, very high budget, nice looking show. And one that I heard mentioned, which is my favorite show of all time that wasn't on the list, which is Firefly. Again, something kind of like Lost, really outside the box, very original, great cast, best writing of any show ever. Wanted to tell Jay, almost identical list of top 10 shows to yours. Watch Veronica Mars Season 3. Very good. Not as good as the other two seasons, but still better than pretty much anything on TV. Again, disappointing. You don't get an ending. And also really wanted to say thank you for including The British Office. Never watched the American one because I tried the first episode and was kind of irritated how it was pretty much verbatim dialogue from the British version, so really happy to hear that and Arrested Development. And wanted to just throw this out there. Isn't it crazy how a lot of these shows that we'd consider to be the best of all time did not get to finish their runs, either canceled due to low ratings or just lack of interest by the networks? Very interesting, and how we have certain shows that are still going that really are just terrible, terrible shows. Anyway, just wanted to put my two cents in. Lost would still be on my top 10 list, although not too happy with the finale. Still would be in the top 10, just probably closer now to 8 or 9, as opposed to being in the top 3. But still love the show, still recommend it, and just wanted to say thanks for the show, and really enjoyed the list. Thanks.
Hey, Jane Jack, it's Terry from Michigan, just in the middle of listening to your podcast about the top 10 shows. Very happy that you mentioned Dexter. As a huge Lost fan, Dexter is, in my opinion, very well, just right up there with Lost. Really good, really good. And I definitely highly recommend it for anyone that likes good writing, good music. The music just fits so well with the, you know, the moods of the show and the story and all that stuff, just like Lost does. I mean, stories are compelling, the character development, the evolution of the character, all that stuff, just great. Thanks for mentioning it, and thanks for the podcast. All right, bye.
No problem. I'm glad I could be here. Yeah, Dexter's, I've only watched one episode. That was
I finally saw that episode because we caught up on season 4.
What, wasn't my close personal friend Patrick Labateau good in that one?
Oh, for the, yeah. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Yeah.
I have kids.
Don't give it away.
All right, I won't.
Jeez. But that will be a show I watch eventually. A lot of people are saying...
Oh, yeah, but the season 4 finale, oh my gosh, of Dexter, wow.
Well,
it's like,
hold on, don't give it away.
I will not say anything, but I'm just saying. Okay, I'm just saying. And season 4 of those, because John Lithgow was a bad guy. He was awesome.
And then Paul, we're trying to remember The King. I know that name, but I can't remember the show.
I don't know it either.
But he mentioned Firefly. Yeah, that's one I left off because I thought you would have it on there.
You know, yeah, and did you watch Firefly?
Yes.
When did you watch Firefly?
I watched on the plane going to Comic-Con one year.
You did?
Yes.
Did you ever watch Serenity, the movie?
I've never seen the movie.
That concludes everything.
I know, but I haven't had a chance to do it.
Oh, well, yeah. Firefly, yeah, I mean, it was tough for me not to put it on the list, but it's so short. And it's tough for me to include Firefly without including the movie. Like, to me, it's almost its own thing. It's
Firefly, I told you, I didn't understand why it never made... It's a Western, it's a space Western.
A space Western, yeah.
Which is right up my... If I would have known it was on...
I think that's the problem. They didn't air a few of those episodes. They aired them out of order. It's just Fox didn't have any faith in that show, unfortunately.
Well, they blew it, and it has a following now. But Nathan Fillion's got Castle now. He ain't leaving.
That's true.
But he said, you know, Paul made a good point. These shows, that's what I think a lot of people have said about Lost. It had an end date. You might not have liked the ending 100%, but it had an end date.
It had an end.
It didn't drag. It didn't drag like Deadwood. No ending.
Yeah.
And like he said, Veronica Mars. No ending, I guess?
Yeah, it got canceled in its third season.
Yeah, so you run the risk of a show like that getting canceled.
But the cool thing about Veronica Mars, though, is the first two seasons, the mystery arcs are very contained in the seasons. So he you don't feel as like the it, like it's like oh it's left unanswered, you know.
He also said about he only watched one episode of The Office because he was a fan of the British version. It is pretty much word for word.
Yeah, it is.
But the first season is the first season of Office is hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
It was uncomfortable. Michael Scott, it's like you cringe. I mean, you still do it kind of now, but it's not as bad. The first season, you're like going, "Oh my god, I can't believe that someone punched this guy."
Well, that's the thing about.
He was so uncomfortable, you didn't like him.
Well, that's because the first season, specifically the first episode, was pretty much just trying to be a copy of the British version,
right?
Which that's the type of character that Michael Scott was trying to be, David Brent, Ricky Gervais's character. Right. On The Office, which was, he was very much a guy you love to hate. But that's how Ricky Gervais
is a lot of characters, though.
That's his thing.
That's his style. That's what he does.
Comedic style.
Right. Which works for him.
Which works for him, but it wasn't working for The Office.
No, it wasn't working for Steve Carell because he was just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And because most of his shows he's been in before, he was always kind of goofy, like in The Anchorman, stuff like that. He was a goofy
or
character.
Or Daily Show.
Daily Show, right. So this one, he was like, oh my God. But second season, I didn't think he was going to make it. And the second season came along and said, okay, they found their niche and it worked. So I'd say, Paul, go back and watch it, and I think you'll get into it.
Yeah.
So a couple of other shows, too, that people suggested was Sports Night. I've actually, my brother-in-law and sisters let me borrow season one of Sports Night. I've watched two episodes. It's pretty good. I'm getting
Which
into
one
it.
Is that? Was that the one on HBO?
It was a regular show back in the, I want to see. I don't remember what year it was. It's like an ESPN type network with Sports Night, and then it's got some major characters in there. It's from The West Wing. Producers Aaron Sorkin from The West Wing.
Oh, it was a Sorkin show. Oh, right. I think I know about that show.
And
yeah,
I've only watched two episodes. It's pretty. It's got a laugh track, which it kind of kills it.
Uh huh.
It did in the pilot anyway. I don't know if I didn't notice it so much in the second one. It's not like, oh my gosh, the show is funny. But it's interesting, like The West Wing is.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'll get into that. Also, people have been sending, they're watching Mad Men, and they're going, well, how long does it take to get into it? It takes about three or four episodes before you really get into the characters and you really understand what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So I say about the third or fourth episode, I really started getting into it. So, but this season has been kind of crazy.
That's what Twitter's saying.
They're almost starting.
Don't give it
away. I don't want to give it away, but just, it's... It's good, but it's going a little crazy.
It's something.
No, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, oh, it just...
it's pushing the envelope there?
I don't want to say because I can't give it away if you haven't seen the first three seasons.
Okay.
So I don't want to say anything because that'd be giving it away. And then we had John. I guess you missed the boat about something, Jay?
Was that the Firefly one? Or?
No, that was the food drop going through time. Yeah, it makes sense to me.
That could be it.
But you know what? I don't go on boats, so I can't be accused of messing a boat. But that makes sense. It could have been they were sending their food through time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it could be a logical answer.
Right.
I'm sure some people go, no, never. That could never be it.
But it could.
It could be.
But, you know, some people are going to say, no, it could never be it.
All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Amanda from Missouri, and I just wanted to make a comment about how everyone seems to be hung up on the last episode with Aaron just being a baby and Son and Jin's just being pregnant, and about how it wasn't fair for those kids to spend eternity, I guess, as children. And I would just say to that, has the show taught you nothing? What the show has taught me is that everything has multiple realities, and why couldn't Aaron have an eternity with his mother, and why could he not have an eternity as an adult with whoever he chooses to love in his own life? So, it has multiple dimensions. So that's what I have to say about the show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Cassie from Pittsburgh. I was just listening to your last episode, and I noticed you guys were talking about the female powers characters on Lost compared to Battlestar Galactica. And you mentioned how it seemed like in Lost, every time, you know, they'd go through for a run in the forest, they'd fall. And I just wanted to point out that pretty much happened to every character. You couldn't really go through a run in the forest without falling, or it didn't seem like Lost. And actually, my friend just started watching the show, and we pointed out every time it happens, and we've yet to find a scene where someone doesn't fall while a bunch of people are running through the forest. So just wanted to point that out, that it's not just the girls that are falling through the jungle. So thanks for listening.
Hey, Jane, Jack, this is Keegan from Virginia. I am currently listening to your 10 shows to fill the lost void, and just wanted to make some comments on Alias. I watched that show from the very beginning and followed it to the very end. Just wanted to clarify, it's not really, didn't really taper, it tapered off at the end, but the last season was spectacular, I thought. The fourth season is really the weakest season by far. I kind of got disinterested in the fourth season, but if you hang on, the end of Alias is really, really good. So just wanted to let you guys know, and enjoy and listen to the podcast. Can't wait for the rewatch. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Jason from Vancouver, Washington, or more affectionately known as Vantucky. Wikipedia that. Anyways, I love the podcast. Fan of the show. Just this year, I was turned on to your podcast, and I wish I would have I got to it sooner, but I'm glad I got into it at the end. Huge Lost fan, and I'm sad that it's over. Wasn't quite satisfied with all the answers that were given. Was hoping for some more, but overall it was pretty good. I'm glad that you guys did the fill-in shows, though, to try to satisfy that craving that's left by our absence of Lost. I'm really loving The West Wing. Great show. And excellent suggestion. Really having a great time with that. I am doing a rewatch already, too. Got my wife into Lost, and she's, I don't know if as hooked on it as I am, but she's very intrigued by it and is having a good time watching it with me as we do a rewatch starting from season one. We're into season two now already. So thanks again, and look forward to more and more podcasts and rewatch. Thanks again.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, West Wing is a great show. I'm in midway through season five now, and a lot of people say, "Oh, that's when it tapered." Oh, man, it's horrible. It's not as
that's
good.
That's when Sorkin left, right?
Right. It's not as good, but it's still the West Wing. It's still good. Like I said, I've already, this is like a rewatch for me, but I'm almost through season five, and then soon it'll be over, and I got to pick another show to. But you know what cracked me up? You know, going to Keaton, he was talking about Alias and stuff like that. We got a lot of emails, and maybe there's some phone calls too. People are like going, how could you have left certain shows off the thing? More than likely, if we left them off, it's because we never watched them. Like a lot of people write up Prison Break. I never watched it.
Yeah.
Like, how could you have left that? That show was fantastic. What were you guys thinking? That I never watched it.
Yeah.
You know, these are shows that you could suggest to us to watch that, you know, you could send suggestions to us probably because we didn't watch it. I never got into Prison Break. I know my family, my mom and her husband were all into that, and a lot of my family was, but I just never got into it. But a lot of people have suggested Prison Break.
Yeah.
So that's another one out there for you. Then we had Kathy from Pittsburgh. It was true, but the women still whined a lot, though, didn't they?
Yeah, that's. I think that was more the point than they fell.
I was just kidding.
No, I think the women characters were stronger in Battlestar Galactica than in Lost.
They were a lot stronger.
Aside from Juliet, I think, but even then, in the end, Juliet did the whole, you know, you leave me, Sawyer. Like, I didn't like that at the end for Juliet.
I thought that was because that was her soulmate. Yeah. How could you not like that scene?
No. Not the end of Lost. I'm saying the way they killed Juliet, because she was just like, yeah, I know you love her, and that's why I'm just sending.
Oh, towards the end when she was getting kind of whiny.
Yeah, yeah.
When they went through Rosamund Arndt's camp.
Yeah, something like at the end.
Well,
she was pregnant.
She had some doubts.
Yeah, but even then,
that's life. I mean, sometimes you have doubts.
Oh, I know.
And you saw the way Sawyer looked at Kate.
I did.
Come on, he got caught. Did he get caught or not?
I guess, but just for how awesome
He didn't have his sunglasses on.
But the thing is,
mistake number one.
Juliet was always like so kick ass, and then they just kind of made her really.
Well, she wasn't
in
we first see her character, she is not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she changed and became more assertive and more awesome.
It wasn't until her ex husband Burke got hit by the bus.
Uh huh.
Then she goes, I guess
he's on True Blood, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's on a lot of things.
He is. He actually.
He's on Big Love too.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Who's he on Big Love?
He plays I can't remember the name of his character, but he just came on the show this season. He doesn't play a nice guy.
He never plays a nice guy.
No,
he's not a nice guy.
But he was on Homicide: Life in the Street, and he was, I think he was a lawyer.
Well, okay, not a nice guy. So, no, I'm kidding, of course. No, but he was...
Get us in trouble now.
Big Love's another show I didn't suggest, but that's another one you could watch also.
Uh-huh. It's tough when you have to narrow it down to 10.
Yeah, it is.
10 shows.
And then Amanda, yeah, you know, she's right about, and a lot of people have suggested that, but, you know, maybe Aaron chose not to live with his mom. You know, maybe he was still remembering crazy wild hair Claire. Don't they have a... Isn't that her bobblehead?
Yeah, she has the Skeletubby.
They don't realize that she cleans up pretty nice.
Oh, she's a beautiful girl.
Oh, now you admit it.
I never said she wasn't beautiful.
Oh, you hated her.
Come on. See, now you're starting rumors again.
I'm just starting rumors that are true.
Redonkulous.
But that bobblehead, she's kind of scary looking again.
Yeah, they did the skeleton head.
And maybe her, like, Aaron didn't want to be, you know, he's thinking, okay, my mom's got Skeletubby. So she doesn't.
She's good.
She's good. She has somebody.
Well, you know, I think it is. Like, the way I saw it is... the kids in the Flash Sideways were a lot like Jack's kid, which is he didn't have a kid; it was just like some kind of construct. Right. That's how I always saw it.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's how I.
But
see
we know
it,
we do right. know there is an Aaron, though.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But I would believe that Aaron had his own like afterlife.
Right. I think they're all together, living happily ever after, and that'll be in the special edition DVD set.
You think they'll all be happy together ever after? I don't think so.
I think they were kind of happy they come.
No, I'm saying like Aaron has his own like.
Oh no!
Afterlife with his
well,
buddies
like
and friends
I said
and wife or
like
whatever.
I said at the and if ABC's listening, they can give me a percentage. I said at our panel, I've said this on the podcast before. You can have a little mini series once a year where you can do before how did Mother get on the island?
Uh huh.
You know, do three episodes, 2 hours. You know, be a 6 hour mini series on a from a Sunday Monday or Saturday Sunday Monday something like that. And explain those questions. That's how you can keep Lost going. Just how did the temple get there? Show how that could be something. Don't okay. you? Wouldn't that work?
Yeah, I think that would work.
And I think that would make people. I would watch as long as it's well done. You know, obviously.
But you know what? I like that it's over. Like I like that.
I like that it's over. But you know, I just don't want ABC to start up something again with another series, like you know, Planet of the Apes did, where they kept going, you know, on and on and on. And then they had the Planet of the Apes TV show and. And it kind of killed this. It kind of killed the.
I don't think they'll do that though.
And then they did the remake, and the remake was okay, but it wasn't as good as the.
Because I know ABC is actually sitting on it. I mean, I know that they're not pushing it out there because I know that they didn't have a panel or anything this year at Comic-Con,
well,
an official panel, because they didn't want to seem like they were milking it or trying to push it.
But what happens if this season comes up and all the shows on ABC are horrible?
Yeah, I agree.
What are they going to do? They're going to go, oh, we got to do something. Hey, because that's what they do. They go back to what worked before.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
I'm just saying, if they're going to do something like that, who would, especially that part with the mother, I would like to know how she got to the island. Who did she replace?
Uh-huh.
Was she the original person? What happened? What went on?
But see, the problem I think you run into is it's not Damon and Carlton's, you know, vision of the show. And
I could
get
do
to,
it.
Like, what's canon. And...
I could do it. I can make it up.
So then it's just like, then it almost becomes fan fiction, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's...
As long as I'm getting a paycheck from ABC, because it has stopped, the checks have stopped coming in. So once I get a check from ABC, what do I care? But I'm saying if they do something, that's what I hope they do. Something like that.
All right, fair enough. All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jane Jack. My name is Alberto, calling you from Puerto Rico. I just saw a movie called The Passengers with Anne Hathaway. I suggest you see that movie because it's very similar to the ending of Lost. And this movie was made in the 2008 and 2009. So for all you listeners, check it out because it's a cool movie. It's not so great as Lost, but it will remind you with the dialogue and what they say in the movie. So that's my recommendation. Thank you for the show. And namaste. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Kathy from Pittsburgh. I was just listening to your latest episode about who you would drop off the top five characters list in order to put Locke on there. And I have to agree that Hurley would get dropped off. I think that in relation to the plot line you guys were discussing and what really mattered in the series to make the five top characters the top five, that Hurley didn't do much but place hold in case something did happen to Jack, which obviously it did. But he wasn't he wasn't much more into the action or doing anything of significance except being an immortal person on the island in case something did happen to Jack. So I think that he would definitely get knocked off the list, maybe down to number 6 for that. So thanks for listening.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Chris from Pittsburgh. I'm just calling in after listening to the last show. A lot of people are calling in with their suggestions for shows to watch. And no one has suggested Sons of Anarchy on FX, which I think is by far the best show on television now that Lost is not on television. So just a heads up to all your viewers out there, check out Sons of Anarchy on FX. It's about to enter its third season here in about a month. And season 1's on DVD. Season 2's coming out pretty soon. So it's definitely an adult show. There's lots of sex, drugs, lots of violence. There's a rape scene in the second season, but it's definitely for adults. So that's it. Just wanted to give everybody the heads up on that one since nobody's mentioned it yet. That's it. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy the show. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Toby from Virginia Beach. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just listening to the shows that people were recommending, and although all of them are great, it seems like they left off some of the best ones on TV today. Maybe because it's not on the network television, but don't forget the HBO and Showtime lineups. You can't go wrong with True Blood or Entourage, and also on the Showtime side with Californication and Weeds. There's a four of the best shows on TV today, and some of them are they're actually all very strong in character development as well. So just keep those in mind when you're watching, and if you don't have cable, you can always Netflix it. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, I had True Blood on mine.
I'd like to welcome our two new sponsors, though. Netflix and Pittsburgh.
I know, right? actually, I love California. I'm a big fan of Californication.
I have watched Weeds a couple, and I like it, but I was so far behind, I didn't really know a lot what was going on, if that makes sense. I think I was watching season 2 or something like that. But if you walk around Comic-Con, it was everywhere.
Weeds, all the Showtime shows were Californication, Dexter, and Weeds.
Every bus that drove by had that, and they had Nurse Jackie and all that stuff. I did mention Nurse Jackie.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
For another Showtime show.
But for Californication, it's True Blood, I thought, was more in line with kind of Lost. People, the way it has cliffhangers and stuff like that. Californication's more of a dark, very, very, very dark comedy. It's very open with the drugs and the sex.
So it would be a show that I would watch?
I don't know. If you like David Duchovny, David Duchovny's awesome in it. I mean,
I do like him. There's so many shows out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And this West Wing I'm rewatch is it's 7 seasons. I only have so much time in a day.
It only had 7 seasons?
7 seasons, yeah.
I thought it had 10 or so. I don't know.
It's 7 seasons, I believe.
Maybe
8.
I felt it had, I'm probably wrong, I don't know, but I felt it had. But you know, actually another good Aaron Sorkin show before they kind of ruined it halfway through its first season was Studio...
No. 60.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Right. It started out great.
So, yeah, and then they changed the more like lovey-dovey story.
Well, that's when it got really bad. Yeah. And I'm not saying anything about, I think even people who like shows like that, because my wife does, said this show's getting bad.
Yeah.
They made it into a love story, and it was horrible. I liked the whole behind the scenes. Basically,
it was another really good Aaron Sorkin show. The dialogue was really good.
How does Saturday Night Live work, behind the scenes and stuff like that. How they get these, how you get your segment in there, how you're a young struggling actor, you get your little thing in there. It was really good at first.
It was.
Matthew Perry and Timothy Bottomfield and who was his sidekick? Oh, it was the guy from West Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I always forget the... what's his name? Journal blank on his name.
What redhead guy.
And he's one of my favorite actors. I always forget his name. I apologize. If you're listening...
really your favorite.
I apologize. Bradley Whitford. Bradley Whitford.
Okay.
Man, my brain's just not working today. Been around kids. I've been to hockey camp all week, and they're draining me. I'm drained.
They are pretty drained. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of drained, too.
I am drained. I usually step up my game and say, hey, it's okay. But these kids are wearing me. Kids today, I'm sorry. If you're a kid listening, don't send me your hate mail in your crayons. But, man, you guys need to grow up. Toughen up a little bit there, kids. How am I going to collect my Social Security with you kids out there today? It's not going to happen. But then, getting on a serious subject. Chris had Son of
Sons of Anarchy.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's that one. Is it on AMC? I don't know, but
there's a lot of good shows on AMC that I've never even heard of because I don't venture on.
Yeah, Breaking Bad's on there too.
Breaking Bad, which I've never watched. That's another show. People, how could you have left off Breaking Bad? I haven't watched it yet. I will watch it. It's on my list of things to watch. But another show I didn't bring up was Spartacus: Blood and Sand, which is another show that's very violent. It has a lot of sex in it and stuff like that. But it's once they got over the whole CSI, well, not CSI, what's the...
That slow motion.
Slow motion, blood splattering, obviously it's part of what it was. But once they got the story is excellent.
Really?
It's really a good story. Because the first couple episodes, your mom stopped watching it. This is stupid. But if you start watching the story is outstanding. So... that's another one you could add to it.
Okay.
Then we had Kathy, top five. Yeah, Hurley, another one from Pittsburgh. Hurley. I think.
She said that Hurley can be, is,
I think
is
that, the remove. I think that I was my, I think that was that. My argument that, yeah, you could kick Hurley to number six. And I think you have to, unless you, the only thing you can do is you have Man in Black not in there. But he's important to the story.
What I'm saying to the story, you can't negate. I think Hurley was always destined to be the new number one. And that's why I thought it was perfect.
Who do you drop?
I said Benjamin Linus
you can't drop it. He's important to the story.
He's number two.
But he's important to the story.
You can't kick out the number one.
Without Benjamin Linus, they all leave the island.
Is that true?
Yeah. He's the one that kept Jack and the rest of the gang from leaving. He's the one that sent Tom Friendly out there to stop him from getting off the island, right?
I guess so.
So you got to have Ben. Ben was playing the mind games with him the whole time.
Yeah, I guess.
It's tough. It's a tough deal we live in.
Tough world we live
tough
in?
Living. And we had Roberto with, I never even heard of that movie.
What movie? That one with, yeah, I never heard of it either.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I need to get out more.
Yes, I think that's the moral of the story, Jack. All right, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Nicole from Ohio. I just wanted to second the suggestion for Burn Notice as a show to watch. It's just a fun show, and, I mean, really, can you go wrong with Bruce Campbell? I don't think so. My husband and I are a little behind, so we were watching an episode, and Alan Dale was a guest star. So, just wanted to say, put a plug in for Burn Notice, and I totally think Damian Lewis could pull off Bond. Definitely. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Brian from Madison, Wisconsin calling. Not sure if I should mention this or not, but I actually am a ginger. And I just wanted to share, I thought it was pretty funny that you played my call last week, and me talking about Doctor Who led to Jack talking about James Bond, which led to the Jay coming out that he's a racist against redheads. So I just thought that was pretty funny that a redhead started the call that outed Jay as a racist. So good times. Gingers have souls, and take care, guys. See you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Joe from California, and a couple shows behind, but for like the shows that are to fill our lost void, I guess nobody's really mentioned it out of everybody I've heard is Persons Unknown, and it's kind of like a lost type of silly the show. They're trapped in like a no spoiler alert, they're trapped in the town, and yeah, that's all I'm going to basically say. I don't want to mess it up. But yeah, that's it. It's kind of filling my void. It's only supposed to be 13 episodes long though, so, and you're supposed to get answers, so if you like answers, it's a good show to watch, I guess. And yeah, alright. You guys are doing good, keeping up without loss, so keep up with all the shows. You guys are helping me out. All right, thank you.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Greg up in Salem, Indiana. You guys are doing a wonderful job on your video podcast from Comic-Con. Be glad to hear you get back safe and your thoughts on your podcast. I noticed that as I was downloading from Nudea TV some of your videos that it changed my listing, and iTunes changed from Nudea TV to Jay and Jack Productions, and I think that's a good idea to brand your whole area there, and look forward to maybe seeing a Jay and Jack Productions website with all of your different sites and all of your different podcasts listed under that name. So keep up the great work, and talk to you later. Merry Mad Show is awesome, and so is the Lost Podcast, and look forward to more VCast and hopefully more of the Jay and Jack Show, whatever iteration you guys come up with. But take care, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, great.
Is he listening into our secret, top secret meetings?
Yeah, it's like, are we bugged here? Almost word for word what he said is what we talked about. We just talked about it today. I'm not kidding. We just talked about it today.
But buddy, you're kind of on to us.
We're trying, Greg. Yeah, we're working there. On it. It's just, but yeah, it's funny he said about coming back from Comic-Con. Now, you made it back without a hitch, right?
I know we had a little bit of delays, but Colleen, flying with Colleen, it wasn't that bad.
I know Jana and Cliff had some problems.
Yeah, they did.
But I was trying to get you guys to the airport. Of course, you guys have, I'm dropping you guys off in San Diego. You and Colleen are going on Southwest, which is the first stop.
Yeah.
She's going on Delta, which is the last one.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to the San Diego airport, it's not a big airport.
It's only one lane.
It's one well, it's got one runway.
Yeah, one runway.
But the buses, like the Hertz rental car and all the, well, they go in the same place as the cars. Well, they're blocking you. You can't get, so I'm trying to get her to the other side of the airport. She's calm. I'm stressing out.
Yeah.
I'm just that type of person where I'm trying to get her there, trying to finally get her there. Well, they have engine problems and they're delayed, an hour or two?
3 hours or something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it was.
Well, their flight was canceled.
Oh, yeah, and they had to get on another flight.
Yeah.
They eventually got home, but I ended up in Chicago. Well, we flew from San Diego to Chicago, then Chicago to Raleigh.
Uh-huh.
We land in Chicago. The lady behind us is already, she's going to St. Louis going, oh, my God, my flight's already been canceled. I can't get home. There's no more flights. This is 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
So we go in this. It turned out to be O'Hare because I put on there. We're stuck in Chicago airport, delayed for another couple hours. And this guy goes, what airport? We do have more than one. I go, do you have one that works?
Midway. Chicago Midway. That's one that Southwest flies out of. That one's easy. It's O'Hare that is always messed up.
Because we flew flying out, we went through O'Hare and landed without a hitch. But the key to flying is in the East Coast, leave early in the morning. On the West Coast, take the red eye.
Yeah,
I'm convinced now that's the way to go. But we're sitting there, and we were delayed five. We were there a total of 5 hours.
Uh huh.
I was happy. I was because there were people picking at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening, finding seats, finding places in the O'Hare Airport to sleep.
Whew.
Because all the hotels around the airport were booked. And so when our plane kept getting pushed back, I said, hey, we better find a place here to sleep. Because there's just no, it's just crazy. But we were lucky enough to get on the plane. There were 24 people trying to get on our plane, standbys.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, hey, I'm just happy. It was a long delay. It was a long time in the airport. I was just happy to get on the flight. But Greg, we're working on it.
Exactly.
Getting back to the story. And then Joe, Persons Unknown. I don't think I've ever heard of that show.
You haven't?
No. Maybe I haven't. Just I'm not paying attention.
I don't think you're paying attention.
But it sounds like one I'd be interested in watching. Brian, yes, J-Des actually has a Howdy Doody doll.
No, I don't.
And he has little P-Sticks pins in it. Howdy Doody's a ginger, so.
I don't hate ginger people.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
Just because I think I wouldn't want a ginger as a James Bond.
Well, Nicole thinks a Dame, and there's a campaign on Twitter right now. People are saying, I think Damian Lewis would make a great James Bond. It's spreading like crazy.
All right. I'm just saying, I've seen his acting, and I don't think I'd like him.
You don't like his acting?
No, it's not that I don't like his acting. I just don't see him as a James Bond.
He'd be a perfect James Bond. He's cool. You're just crazy.
That's just me. It's nothing to do with his gingericity.
Another show a lot of people have said, I can't believe you didn't put on there, was Burn Notice.
Yeah, that's one I never seen, and it's on USA. I love Psych, so I always see the ads for it. And Bruce Campbell, I went to the Burn Notice panel two years ago or a year ago, whatever it was, two Comic-Cons ago. And he was awesome at the panel, but I just never watched it.
Just don't have time.
There's only so many shows you can really watch.
You know, maybe we had a better website that was more organized. I would have time to watch these shows.
I know, right? Anybody want to help us? No.
Well, you did put out the word. We're looking.
I did, yes. And people are applying, and we'll see if it all
works.
That's
one area where I can't help.
Yep.
Because I can't. I don't know.
There's a lot of areas.
That's one that I can't help. It has nothing to do with the kids today. Drive me crazy.
Yeah.
It's just something I don't know. I don't know the terminology, and that's it. I can't help.
All right, Jack.
How am I gonna watch all the new shows coming up? It's starting in a couple months.
It is.
How am I going to keep up with these and then go back and watch all these shows I should be watching?
Well, you know what? Something that could help you stay on top of all those shows is something maybe we're going to be doing. Oh, who knows?
What a good segue, Jay.
But, Jack, we have one last set of calls.
Unfortunately, you don't want to do any shows with any redheads.
Shut up. That's not true.
That's why you won't watch Gilligan's Island.
Come on.
You didn't like Ginger.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Stop. You're going to get me in trouble. All right, Jack, are you ready for the last set of calls?
I don't like red buttons either.
All right, here we go.
You don't like Lucy?
I'm going to die.
You don't like Lucy.
You're going to kill me.
You don't like Lucy.
I'm dying right now.
Most famous redhead ever.
I love Lucy.
No, she's a ginger.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Michael in Chicago. Calling with a kind of random question about the Lost finale. I've been listening to your show for a long time and listening to, especially since the Chef series ended. And I haven't heard this point brought up by anybody. And I'm kind of curious about it. Maybe I'm sure it's just a question of bad, not editing, but not keeping track of what was going on. Kate arrives at the funeral home in that killer black dress. And then when Jack walks into the chapel, she's wearing slacks and some type of tank top. Where did she get the change of clothes? Doesn't make sense.
Hey, you guys. This is Sam from Nashville, Tennessee. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I was re-listening to a few of your podcasts, and it was the podcast after Across the Sea. And I remember Jack made the point of saying that the smoke monster could have shown Locke the light when he took him. And I remember there was some argument about that. And I was rewatching a few episodes. I just was too impatient to wait for the rewatch. But the episode where Mr. Echo is killed, John comes up to him after Mr. Echo has just seen the smoke monster. And he says, he asks him what he saw. And Mr. Echo doesn't respond. He said, "I saw a bright, beautiful light." So I think that's just more evidence that maybe Smokey did show him the light after all. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep podcasting.
Hi, this is Johnny from Steubenville. Yes, Steubenville. And I'm calling because I had a brief idea for a show for you guys. I think it'd be cool if you did a show of top memories from the Lost podcast. I've been listening to you guys for years. I know a lot of your fans have been listening to you guys for a long time, and I'm sure that if you did a show, we could probably get people to, you know, call and email our best, funniest memories of the Jay and Jack show, and maybe you would even have the time to, you know, go back to the old shows and find what we're talking about and replay them. So just an idea, memory show. I have a few that I think would be hilarious to hear again. So be cool to hear that. Take care, guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
My favorite memory is when people call from Steubenville. Because I go, Steubenville, Steubenville, Pittsburgh. I love that. Every time I hear Steubenville, it always follows with Pittsburgh. I wonder if people in Steubenville do that.
What?
If they go, Steubenville, where are you from?
Well, how do people have seen that movie, though? I think that's really what it really comes down to.
It comes down to if you've seen That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
Which is a great movie. And if you haven't watched any of those shows we talked about, go see That Thing You Do.
Yeah. Or you're a ginger hater, apparently.
Well, yeah. That's just wrong. But no, that's a good idea. Top 10 moments.
Is it?
I like it. I like it. And then Sam, I guess, you know, yeah, I think I was making the argument that, yes, John did see that. And you said, no, I don't think so.
No. That's not what I said.
I think the problem, I think you kind of faded at the end of the podcast because you're pretty much solid. You know, you didn't really take a stand on anything. Then you started taking the stand. Now you're known as a ginger hater, a racist. We won't even go to the whole choice thing. That was a blowout for you. Oh, and this one right here. So what happened? You finally got off the bench. You finally got your chance to start.
Because you don't like anybody getting off the bench, so you had me whacked.
But it didn't work out for you, did it?
No, it didn't.
You're just not Manny Mota. You're not good coming off the bench.
Oh, that's before my time, old timer.
Well, he was like one of the best pinch hitters of all time.
Oh, really? So who did he play for?
Dodgers.
Dodgers?
If you watch Airplane, you'll hear, Manti Moda, 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 Moda.
All right.
That's done, Airplane. Now, why I remember that, I don't know. Because it was Manti Moda.
This is a name you probably liked, and that's why.
No, I don't think he holds the record anymore. At one point, he held the record for most pinch hits in a career.
Oh, that's cool. Good for him.
Yeah. But he's a Dodger, so I don't hate him. Not a redhead.
They won yesterday. Ah.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that one. Ooh, you score 10 runs one day, and the next day you score one. Oh, baseball.
Miguel Tejada hit a home run. Though.
He did. And then we had Michael. Actually, a lot of people brought this up in emails. Kate was wearing a nice dress.
Yes.
And then when she's going off into wherever she was going, she's wearing slacks and a tank top.
Yes.
Maybe it was she'd want to be running around. But where did she get the slacks and tank top? Is she super Kate and she can do what she wants? Is that what the deal is? Was everybody wearing what they were wearing?
See, that's the thing. I think it's just like...
I got to go back and
watch
it again.
They knew they were dead, so they probably knew how to control, like... I don't know, whatever so you control. Like,
look,
what
Manny,
kind of clothes you wear.
Manny, stay on the bench. don't try to come up with anything because you're
no I'm
you're,
saying like yeah they knew like how the constructs worked and stuff, so they were able to like get the kind of clothes they wanted
she
to
could
wear.
Have had she could have had a change of outfit in the car and we just didn't see
that's it. True too she there could have had that she okay have, I like that that's
she could cool. have had something that she might have been already at the church before
uh-huh so okay
she could have had a change of outfit there
okay all right I'll give you that one Jack
I don't know will it be a questions ever answered
yeah I think so.
When Evangeline Lilly's on the show.
Next time she's on.
When we get her as a guest.
Even though she probably hates me and never wants to be on again.
Well, I'm sure she does hate you.
Because you probably said to hate me.
I've never said it. All I've ever said to, hello, thank you, nice meeting you. Can you sign our DVD set? Going to charity.
Hey, that's something.
Yeah.
It's more than some fellas.
And then
have.
And then she said, can you let go of my hand? I said, oh, I'm sorry. I did feel like I was holding her hand for a long time, but
oh man,
Cliff, are you getting this? No, I'm kidding. Of course, I'm kidding. I joke. That's what I do.
All right, Jack, are you ready?
I did feel like a geek this saying there though.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was very it was geekalicious.
She's just pretty. She's
very pretty.
Yeah. Even my wife said she's so pretty. I go, you know what? We agree.
You got away with that one, Jack. Yeah. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Quick question. I didn't hear that. I thought we had a call or we had an email, someone talking about the rewatch, how they're getting their friends to watch the show with us.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we talk about the podcast, when we talk about each episode, will we be spoiler-free or will we be talking about stuff that... I don't see how we could not talk about something.
I think you have to. We have to because that's the whole point of the rewatch is
right.
to kind of. But the thing
back.
Is, for maybe people that are just starting,
they can listen to the original.
The originals, yeah, which we won't have for the first
season. We weren't podcasting until season two.
But yeah, that's a really good point.
Because they're going to have people watching. Yeah. But how can we not say, okay, well, here's where Jack's laying in the thing. That's where he ended up dying.
Maybe we'll do...
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Well, we haven't really said. Maybe we'll just have like a quick recap session, very quick, that everyone can listen to, and then we'll get into the actual theory discussions.
Right.
Stuff. Something like that.
And people their call. So maybe the first 15 minutes they can listen to. Then starting season two, you
because
can listen
the
to the podcasts. Old podcast.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the first one. But after that, you can listen to all the ones.
The first season, I mean, for me, it's just like every time I go to an older one, I think, oh, that's rough.
But. Yeah. Well, what are we going to do it like they did in season two where you got an episode, we're off for 2 weeks. you got a couple episodes, you're off for 3 weeks. You got an episode, you're off for 6 weeks. Because people complained about how it was done the last couple years. Oh, that second season.
Oh, it was brutal.
It was brutal.
You'd
wait and wait and wait. But then when you start podcasting, you're like going, I like the break. It was nice to have a break.
Yeah, we won't be doing that. That was mean. That was pretty. Those were tough times.
Those were tough times because they would just drag it out, and then you go, and then you didn't know, was this week going to be a new? And I think that hurt their ratings.
It did.
I think that's what hurt the show's ratings because people got tired of waiting around.
Exactly. All right, guys, if you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
It's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your last questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I'm like, I'm so far behind, I don't think I'll ever catch up.
Maybe one day.
No,
you try really, really hard.
It is a mess.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack, our individual ones at Crackpot Jack and Luke Vank.
Well, I will answer you, and Jay, it's like a 10% chance.
I've gotten way better with the Twitter.
And if you're a redhead, you may not want to have your photo when Jay will just ignore you. In fact, he'll stop. Oh, he won't even follow you.
Jeez.
If you're a ginger.
I don't follow a lot of people. I feel bad.
I follow pretty much anybody that.
But see, then my feed, I can't keep up with it. And
that's what she said. Anyway, so, but we'd like to also thank producer Ryan from the Dharmalars. Can we say the Dharmalars?
Yeah, we can say them.
He did us a great favor when we were in Anaheim.
Yes, and he's a great guy. Yeah. And I miss his laugh. Ralph needs to bring him on to produce Cue the Music or something.
Oh, you know Ralph.
Yeah, he's very prima donna.
Jeez. Yeah,
he doesn't like to share the limelight. You're fired. Oh, and also, it was great meeting Dylan.
Yes.
From Malcolm with Sass.
Yes.
It was awesome. I hung out and talked with him like for hours on Saturday.
Well, you know what? If you you might be replaced soon.
Well, and he was telling me that maybe Craig and Dylan are coming back with a new podcast.
That's a rumor.
So, I'm very excited for that. I think all time, that was my favorite podcast of all time. I love Dharmalars, but all time was Malcolm with Sass.
What I liked about them is they talked about Lost, but they also...
Talked about other things. They talked about other things,
and they just weren't serious. They took the show.
They were serious too. They had serious discussions.
Well, they were serious discussions, but they didn't take themselves seriously.
Yeah,
and they were just kind of.
There was one of my favorite episodes, I think, where Craig turned off Dylan's mic. But there's a lot of classic episodes.
My favorite when they joined us on our Christmas special.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had the Charlie Brown Christmas as the characters from Lost.
Yeah, it was great.
Outstanding.
But, all right, Jack. Let's get out of here. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.